Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is Sunday, June the 26th, 2011, and I am deeply grateful you chose to be with me as we take a look at, well, I have some Dilly Whoppers today. I saved them for Sunday. I don't know why. Anyway, here we go. I have some really wonderful, wonderful questions that people have put to me, and they're very honest and forthright, and that's really what it's all about. It's very interesting to hear what people think of what I'm saying and what I'm all about. And I'm going to answer some very poignant, pungent questions, and maybe, just maybe, it might be of service to you. At least I hope it is. I want to remind you that we have a wonderful workshop coming up here very soon at the Carl Cherry Center. In fact, it's next weekend. I think it's July the 2nd, as I remember in my brain. And I would love to invite you to be with us. We're going to spend a day in, well, meditation. We're going to offer a day where we work upon ourselves in a meditative way, very quiet. We're going to do walking meditation, eating meditation. We're going to be doing Vipassana. We're going to be working with the new meditations that I have made for my students in May, a resonance bronze and a deeper silence. All of this will be happening on Saturday, July the 2nd, from about 10 to 3, really about 9:30. We meet in the beautiful theater room at the Carl Cherry Center here in Carmel. And if you've never been to the Carl Cherry, it's a really a wonderful place. They have magnificent plays there. They have a beautiful little art gallery there, and they're located at 4th and Guadalupe here in Carmel. It's typical Carmel, and you've got to come and see it. And the art is wonderful, and the plays are magnificent, and I hope that you will avail yourself of that. Nonetheless, the donation for the Saturday, July 2nd event is only $50. The proceeds go to the Carl Cherry Center to purchase more airtime of our radio program here, Aspire, and it includes your lunch. And parts of this, of course, are tax deductible, and I will send you a receipt for your income taxes so you can take it off if you want. If you come to the website at aspire.org, you go to the main page there, you will see events, a little bar right across the top. You'll see Home, About Aspire, The Path, The Catalog, Support Aspire Media, and then finally Events. Just click on that and a little drop box opens up there. I don't know what you call them. I'm not a computer guy. And anyway, there you will see Carmel Workshop, and you can read about it. There's lots there to understand about what we do. This is kind of a prelude to our Mount Madonna retreat, which is coming up next month. And if you want to join us, even though you may not be going to Mount Madonna with us, please know that you are more than invited. I would love to have you. We only have room for about 15 people in this more in this setting. Actually, we're down to 5. And if you would like to be with us, I would love to have you. Give me a call, 831-622-8410. That's 831-622-8410. If you would rather, you can also sign up for this workshop via the website at aspire.org. You just go to the events, go to Carmel Workshop, and there you will see at the bottom of the page a little kimono there and a cart. Just click on it and you can come and be with us. I think you will find our day of silence very renewing and very beautiful. Let's get to the questions. Your series, Know Not What You Do, was confusing to me. I'm not violent, yet you say I am in your series. What are you really trying to teach here? I don't get it, Kay. Kay, I'm going to offer to you a teaching from Krishnamurti. And he was man I visited on a couple of occasions while I was in India in the 70s. Kind of an interesting guy. Awakened and very, very interesting. He was very direct and to the point, and I like that. He said that our violence wasn't about what we were violent about. He said our violence was based on being violent. In other words, we don't even know we're violent. We just are violent. And he is correct. We just don't get it. We don't get the way we are. We think that the way we are, maybe in the form of how I talk to you, how I answer from my violence to maybe your violence, trying to prove my point, trying to make everything the way I want it to be so you'll believe me. All of that stuff is a form of violence. Especially when I'm working from the idea of my ego, my vanity, or my pride. So even this question could be construed as a form of personal violence. When I'm confronting you, or you're confronting me, or we're having a discussion where I have to be right and you have to be wrong, that is a form of personal violence, as I talk about in my series, We Know Not What We Do. So when you were watching the program and obviously took offense to maybe what I was saying and saying I'm not a violent person, my violence can extend into so many realms, especially into the realm of me having to be right over you. Me telling you, I'm right, you're wrong, I'm good, you're bad, that kind of thing. This is not a good way for me to live my life. And less than none, and nonetheless, this is the way most of us live. We don't examine our personal violence. We don't want to examine it, because to examine it means that I have to, in my own way, admit where I'm coming from and be able to look at that violence inside me. Where does it come from? What is it all about? Well, a lot of it is based in my emotions and how I have set my emotions in order, how I've set them to work in my life, and how I have made them very important to my living. Hence, I have missed everything that is deeply important and significant to my own life. If you look at yourself, you will see that frustration and fear, the idea of nurturing certain gratifications in our lifestyle, has all brought us to a place where we are angry. And our anger can come off like that. Entitlement's a big one. Both with males and females, we think we're entitled. I hear people say, well, I live in this country, and blah, 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 blah. A lot of it, I'm free, I can do what I want, that kind of thing. Where do we get off with that one? Huh? You know, the more people we have on this planet, the more free we are to make babies and children, the less free we become. Now we have to begin to look at what I do affects you. And now I'm not as free as I used to be. And if I resent that, or if I think I can just bypass that, or that that doesn't matter, or none of that is true, or whatever, however I rationalize it, then there I am, being violent again. Personal violence is anything I do that goes against the grain of love in me. So I have to ask myself, what is love? See how you love and what keeps you from the journey, said the Buddha. He is so right. It isn't see how right you are, or see what your concepts are and your political correctness. No, 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 no. See how you love. So Kay, you say to me, your series, We Know Not What We Do, was confusing to me. Let it not be confusing. Just listen to what I am teaching without your anger, without your need to confront me and make me wrong and you right. You say you're not violent. I feel that most of us are. I take exception with that, not to be right either. It's just my experience. I have been working with human beings in the context of a spiritual practice since 1973. And I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, people are violent. And they don't even know. Every time we gratify ourselves, every time we do something that makes our body feel good or gratifies our emotions, it's a form of my personal violence. So you ask me, what am I teaching here? That we know not what we do. Just exactly what the Buddha taught. We know not what we do. We like to believe we do, and we're absolutely sure that we do, but in truth, we don't. And we don't even have a sense of the consequences or the ramifications of what is going on in our life based on we know not what we do. We just assume we know. We assume we're beyond consequence. We assume we're right. We assume that somehow the gods in the heavens will look at us and go, well, he's right, you know, nothing bad's going to happen to him. But it does not work that way. So, Kay, I'm just trying to offer to you a way to look at your life out of the box. And if I annoy you, if I offend you, if I make you uncomfortable, please know that's exactly what I want to do. And please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Anthony. How do I know that you are, quote unquote, right about what you teach and say on TV? You're very different from most preachers I have seen. Anthony, I am not a preacher. If I were a preacher, I would have to have some philosophy or some pretense. I would have to have some series of belief and teachings that I would want you to accept. But I don't have that at all. I don't have any kind of agenda with you at all. So please understand right off the bat, you've projected on me. I am simply offering to you something that has been in existence ever since existence. I am trying to offer to you just another way of looking at the bigger picture of life, the bigger scheme of living. It isn't about what comforts your humanity and your emotions and all the other things that most people need to have comforted. I mean, what if everybody found out, Anthony, that they were wrong about everything? That nothing they ever thought, nothing they ever believed, and nothing that was ever going on was ever really real. Don't you think there would be a huge problem in the world? Great doubt and great... That's why religion and politics have to fit together so comfortably. There has to be moral right, moral wrong, moral good, moral bad. There has to be policies put into enactment through legislation, all sorts of things, just to make everything fit the culture and society so we don't blow ourselves up totally and completely in one fell swoop, which I think we're getting close to. So begin to understand, right isn't important to me. I'm not here because I want to be right. I'm not doing this radio program or my TV program because I want to be right. I'm sharing with you what I've found. I'm sharing with you something that maybe you haven't discovered yet, or that you're seeking to discover, or that you're on the verge of discovering for yourself as I have. It is not important to me whether or not you agree with me or not. It is not important to me that you like me or not. The only thing that is important to me is that I have your attention for a moment. Now, even that is scant. Believe me, most Americans don't have much of an attention span due to gaming, you know, video gaming and all that other stuff that is our American pastime. We don't really learn how to concentrate. We learn how to get her done. You know what I mean? Get her government good, that kind of thing. Just get her done, kind of half-assed, and then go on with our life to get to the things we really want to do. And that's about the way we live. I go to work because I have to. It pays the bills. And then I get to go do the things I really like to do, whatever those things are. So you say to me, how do I know you are right? I'm not right. So don't put me in that category. If you do, you'll miss my message. You'll miss everything I'm trying to offer to you. You'll miss whatever it is I'm trying to give to you. Now, the problem is you're not much interested, nor are most people who listen or watch me much interested in what I'm giving or offering. They don't think they need it. They don't think it's important. They don't think that it has any validity in the world. They just don't care. And I understand. When you've been filled with many different viewpoints in a course of a lifetime where there's been a lot of pain and suffering in your life, and most of us are deeply hurt at a level we don't even understand. We don't even comprehend, and we don't even want to comprehend it. We just want to keep anesthetizing ourselves by doing one gratification after another gratification after another gratification, until our whole life is a slew of nothing but gratifications over and over and over and over again. And that's as far as we ever want to go. That's it. Now, because we live like that, what I offer in my message on TV, here and on radio, doesn't sound correct, doesn't sound accurate. It may not even resonate to your conscious mind. But deep within you, Anthony, you wrote me because something I said resonated in you. Something I said hit a certain chord, a certain button, a certain nuance in you. It brought forth something inside you that was deeply significant and important to you. How your brain understood it and how your mind confronted it and how your thinking interpreted it usually conforms to the fear, the hate, the pain, the sorrow that we all have in our life that we just refuse to deal with. So that's why it is difficult for us to live our lives the way we do. It isn't that God is against us or that life is against us or whatever people like to think of as their victim thing. It's simply that my right ain't so right. So understand something, Anthony. When I'm teaching, like I am now, not preaching, teaching, when I'm offering to you something outside the box, I'm not doing it to be right. I'm trying to be helpful to you. I'm trying in my own way to show you another way, a way of love, a way of kindness, a way of compassion, a way of living more consciously. And because I'm not the world's greatest teacher, I'm not the world's greatest orator, I may not reach you. But nonetheless, something has touched you from what I've done, and that's enough for me. Maybe I've put the pebble in your shoe a little bit. Maybe you'll be looking at your life from a different perspective and point of view now. And if that is the case, then wonderful. I am grateful. You're listening to me. You sent me this email. You're watching me on TV. Evidently, you're listening to me on radio via the website. So there you are. Something in you is saying, go forward. So my dear friend who I've never met, there's a kindred spirit here that's saying to you, yes, go forward. Anthony, forgive my inadequacies, my ineptness. Look into my heart. It's the same one you have. And though we are both very clumsy about the way we deal with our heart, we are both on the same path in our heart. Please forgive me. Namaste. It's easy to miss, totally easy. It doesn't take much at all to miss this work. The last question is from Linda. No one really needs what you teach. I can't see any reason for your program here in San Diego. Why are you on the air, Linda? I told you I had deli whoppers. I'm not a popular guy, you know. You know, Linda, when I was in Escondido and I was teaching, I had to wear a bulletproof vest. I had to have undercover policemen around me. When I would get done teaching and my people who were there, my audience would be leaving, they would find that the Christians had put leaflets underneath everybody's windshield about me being the Antichrist. Now, I never went over to other people's churches and did that, but it is interesting to me how threatening I am. And I don't mean to be, I just don't even think of it that way, but evidently everybody else does, most people do. I'm totally ignored, I mean nothing to anyone, and I don't see why you're so upset. You say no one really needs what you teach. I would agree with you. The relevance of my message is in proportion to a person who is growing and is interested in maturing and unfolding spiritually speaking, who sees the futility of living the way we all seem to live in our anger, fear, pride, vanity, and self-hatred. So my message isn't for everyone. Buddhas wasn't, neither was Jesus or Lao Tzu. All great masters, I'm not a great master, but all great masters are confronted and hated by their societies. The message I teach is kind of anti-establishment, you know what I mean? It's about moving away from the norm, from the common, from the mundane, from the conventional. So evidently, what I am teaching here doesn't look valuable. And you're probably right. To certain people, it doesn't. The Tao does not look valuable to most people. Most people look at the Tao as foolish or silly, or as Lao Tzu said, I am considered an idiot. And I am too. I'm okay with my role. You can't insult me, Linda, if that was your ploy, or tell me that whatever I'm doing is stupid and a waste of time. That if that's your ploy, that's your ploy, but I still offer it. This voice, this very small, clumsy, silly voice that I have here on the radio and on TV needs to be there. Not because I'm so great or wonderful, because I'm not, but because nobody else is doing it. Everybody else is offering you pie in the sky. You'll go to heaven or you'll get everything you want, you know, the kind of Oprah thing. Or you'll look younger and your body will never decay like the Chope did. You know, everybody's offering you pie in the sky. Don't you see what a sucker punch people think of you as being? They know that they can get you by promising you things that don't exist, and you'll buy it. It's been going on for centuries. You'll buy the idea that you can live long and stay youthful forever. You can get all the money you want, have everything you want. Or when you die, you'll go to heaven. Bad people will go to hell. This will distinguish your life and make you a better person. All of these things are conventional. I don't teach them. I teach something different. It's just want nothing with all of your heart, and you will know the way of your life. You will know life. It is quite a beautiful experience, way beyond the one that we have when we're only wanting what we want. So you got to understand, Linda, your intimidation of me won't work, but I do agree with part of what you're saying. You say no one needs what you teach. Let's just say few people can recognize what I'm offering. The rest don't need it. They have other teachers. Karma. And karma's a biggie. I have karma, you have karma, everybody has it. It's a big teacher, and it has its way in our life, and when it does, well, it does what it needs to do. So, tolerate me. Maybe your religious viewpoints or your political viewpoints include being tolerant of idiots like me, and if so, I am grateful. If not, it's your problem now, eh? And please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment or question or something you would like me to answer, I would be honored if you came to my website at aspire.org, A-S-P-I-R-E.org. And if you want, you can offer a question, something maybe that's important to you. I would love to hear from you. If that is the case, please come to the website, go to media, and if you do, you'll pull down this little scroll thing. I don't know what it's called. Table of contents or something, and you will see radio program. It'll be TV, radio, weekly commentary. You ought to go look at that. Weekly video cast, ought to go look at that. Weekly podcast, ought to go look at that too. And if you do this, then you can see how to email me from there on the radio program page. There's a little Buddha typing on a computer. It's kind of cute, and I like that, and I consider you a Buddha. So please, feel free to contact me, and any question is fair game. Again, my workshop, it will be coming up next weekend, believe it or not, July the 2nd. I'm very, very happy to be able to offer this to you. We're going to spend a day in silence. We're going to be working on the intrinsic love that lives within us. I've called this workshop The Tone of Silence. And it's kind of a prelude to our Mount Madonna retreat. We're going to be doing Resonant Bronze 1, A Deeper Silence, 2 new Tibetan pulsing meditations that I will be offering, Vipassana meditation. We'll be doing walking meditation, eating meditation. If your life needs a little meditation, this would be a good time to come and join us. I think you'll find my offering deeply helpful for you. The donation is $50. It is tax-deductible parts of it, and it includes your lunch. I will send you a receipt for your income taxes, and if you want more information, give me a call. 831-622-8410, or go to the website at aspire.org, and you can sign up there. Have a wonderful Sunday morning. I'll see you next weekend at 9:04, Saturday and Sunday, here on KRXA. Please forgive me. Namaste.